Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Cynthia J. Hickman, your proactive caregiver advocate. We're going to talk about glaucoma or cataracts. What's the difference? It is no secret that as we age, our vision has a mind of its own. Our vision does not consult us, asking if we want to see more or less. Populations everywhere suffer from glaucoma and cataracts, which are known to result in blindness if untreated. All we know is how often our magnifying tools and reading glasses become searchable items to read our books, newspapers, and magazine labels. We place them all over the house. Every night, we turn on every light in the house, and during the day, we lift up every blind so that we can see clearly. Changes in vision are not always an elder problem. Being aware of eye health is a part of caregiving. Caregivers and care recipients both must maintain eye health so that we can see changes and address them when they occur. Remember, you are no good to anyone if your health is in question. This includes eye health. There are two eye conditions that we're going to address in this podcast, glaucoma and cataracts. So what's the difference? Every morning and every night suggests the importance of managing our overall health. Our vision is no exception. Our vision, like any other part of ourselves, can experience a health challenge. January is glaucoma awareness, but addressing cataracts is just as important. So how do we separate the two? Definitions are in order. Glaucoma is caused by optic nerve damage. It is triggered by high ocular pressure or increased pressure in the eye. There's two types of glaucoma, primary open angle glaucoma, which is most common, and acute angle closure glaucoma, which is rare. Cataract form on the surface of your eyes, noted by a cloudy formation that appears in the lens. In a healthy eye, your lens is clear. There are similarities that both glaucoma and cataracts share. It is too time consuming to share in depth. However, there are often age-related and genetics may play a role. Cataracts develop over time, and pain is not usually associated with the condition. On the other hand, glaucoma progresses gradually with no early warning signs. Some individuals state it is painful. Women have a higher incidence. Both eyes can be impacted, and most individuals describe blurred vision, dim vision, and problems seeing at night. There are treatments for both conditions. Surgery to remove cataracts is very common. Eye drops are often prescribed for glaucoma, along with surgery to drain the pressure from the eye. This helps to release pressure. Unfortunately, glaucoma is not reversible, but symptoms can be managed with treatment options. As your proactive caregiver advocate, as we end Glaucoma Awareness Month, early recognition and annual eye examinations can help identify changes, possible problems, and treatment. Further, understanding the difference between cataracts versus glaucoma is a significant step toward protecting your vision. Be safe, be well, and bye for now.